You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to continue on with Back to the Basics. Let me let you in on a little secret with Seventh-day Adventists. They keep the command to keep God's Sabbath day holy, the fourth commandment, Saturday, as a Sabbath. They realize that Satan deceived people that starting in 354 when the Sabbath was outlawed, and then later that group became the Catholic Church and have murdered people for, you know, observing it, and many other of God's laws. But they don't observe any of the other Sabbaths in Leviticus 23. They keep the seventh-day Sabbath, the fourth commandment. That's a weekly Sabbath. But none of the other, you know, the seven annual holy day Sabbaths. Let me read you Leviticus 23, verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. So they'll keep the seventh day Sabbath, but all of the other Sabbaths that follow here in Leviticus 23, they ignore those. It just doesn't make any sense. Why do so many people have an aversion to God's laws? It's just ingrained inside of them. Probably a great many people that are listening to this today, when I start talking about God's laws, it just, the back of their hair on the back of their neck stands up. It's like, no, we're not going to do this. Why? Well, don't get mad at me when I tell you this. I'm going to give you the answer. Don't get mad at me because I did not write this. And please get your Bible out and see if I'm telling you the truth, because a lot of people are going to think I'm lying to you. But let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. That's in the New Testament, folks. In fact, that's towards the back of the New Testament. So this is New Testament knowledge I'm giving you. Let's listen to what it says here. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. See, Satan tells us not to keep his commandments. Satan doesn't keep his commandments. And he is a liar, the greatest liar of all time. But the Bible tells us if somebody says that they know God, but yet they don't keep his commandments, they're lying. And that's why I said, please don't get mad at me. This isn't the kind of thing you just throw up into somebody's face, but I'm trying to have a serious discussion here. I'm trying to teach you what the Bible actually says, and the preacher on Sunday morning is never going to read this verse to you because he has been deceived himself. And if he'd get up and he'd read this verse to his congregation, you know what? They'd fire him. They'd tell him, you get back up there. They'd have a meeting with the deacons. Tell him, you get back up there and you recant. You tell him you made a mistake or you're fired. And folks, he's a hired hireling.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.